Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
I'm Brandon.
And this is
Only We Matter. Here's a question for you.
Okay.
When was the first time, can you remember, when you maybe got asked if you were religious for the first time?
Oh, I don't remember that, actually, but it would have been at least probably 20 or 30 years ago.
How did it make you feel? Like, what was going on? Do you remember, like, in your head or heart, what was happening? Because it would have been a new kind of question then.
But because it's my generation, I just always would say yes, because I go to church.
Right.
And that this whole new, it's not new, meaning new this year, but this whole thought process of the division between spiritual and religious has just been really in the last probably 10 to 15 years, which is the millennials coming up behind us.
Yeah.
And I think my generation wanted to just, I don't know, there's still a mix between wanting to be associated with the church but stepping away from the church, and there's got to be something else. Mm-hmm. There's got to be something else, because I can't keep up to all the rules and the regulations and the do's and the don'ts. I can't do that. There's no freedom. They say there's freedom with Christ, but I don't see it. Where's the freedom?
And my generation would call it fake, right?
They would.
You go to church on a Sunday for an hour and a half, 2 hours. Maybe you shake hands. You smile at people. And I know, like, several of my friends who are just done with that, just done with it. And they can't get to the heart of what, really that spiritual side is, and the connection then between church, religion, and your spiritual life, why they need to go together.
Yeah.
There's been a disjointing there.
Mm.
How would your generation be able to answer that? Like, what was it? Why was it together for you guys? What was there a clear thing in a definition in your mind or connection in your mind between religion and your spiritual life?
Yeah, there wasn't a separation. It was a package.
Mm-hmm.
It was all together.
Yeah.
Because when we went to church, we were talked about the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So there's a spirit. A Holy Spirit that comes. We're filled with the Spirit. We have a soul. There's more to us than just a body and just a frame. And we're just going through the motions. And I think my generation was just taught to work hard. And the generation before mine, even more so. There was no freedom to have recreational activities, and then my generation that was coming in more and more, you know, and now your generation loves recreational activities.
Uh-huh. Live for it, right?
They live for it.
Live for it.
Yeah. They, you know, so no, it was all part of it. It was like you went to church and there was no separation.
Yeah.
No separation.
It's interesting, too, in studying about the new generation, right? Gen Z, iGen, teenagers today, 20-year-olds about, kind of the oldest of them. And one of the interesting things that with them is because they're really good at compartmentalizing their identities, partially because of technology and the internet, and they have separate identities for many different things, from gaming to family to friends to school, and they're able to compartmentalize their identities a lot easier than you and I even have been able to do in our lives. So then when church comes in, or Jesus or religion, it's in one more box, and they're able somehow for a period of time at least to let those coexist as separate identities, and they can jump between boxes. This is what I'm studying. So I'm trying to just see if I can validate all this and stuff.
I actually have a picture. Like, I can picture, what you're telling me.
Right. So it's like a kid is one type of person, not just a type of person, has an identity of Jesus, and they're okay with it. Like, when I speak to youth, they're okay with absolutely everything I'm saying. Like, oh, okay. And then when they go, but they don't have to live it in their other boxes, in their other identities. Does that make sense?
Well, it makes sense, but is that true?
You understand the concept, though, right?
Yeah, totally. I get the concept.
And that's what I've been studying.
So they're not making a bridge at all.
It's almost like, yeah, there's no real bridge between
other
parts of their life. They're just kind of all separate because there's so many of them. Even online, they have their social media identity.
Right.
And then they'll have a gaming identity. They could be completely different. You could have, you're a totally different person. You make up your persona. You have a different name.
I think they call that acting.
Yeah, totally. So we have some good actors coming up.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So actually, that kind of makes me a little frightened for that generation.
Yeah.
Because as a Christian, my identity is in Christ. And wanting to live that out, flawed as I am.
Mm-hmm.
But everything I do is foundational based on my relationship, which is different than being religious.
Yes.
My relationship with Jesus.
Right.
So I can picture these boxes.
Yeah.
And I can picture what you're talking about. And I can understand it. But I don't get it.
Yeah.
Because that would make me really tired. And I think that's what's happening is people are so tired because they're so busy because there's so many boxes.
Yeah. Trying to keep up.
They're trying to keep up.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's all about the face in that group of people that you're associating with.
And what did I do when I was that person? What did I do when I was that person? Or when I was a gamer? Or when I was on social media? Or when I was at school? Or when I'm with my parents? You know, it's...
The funny thing is that I feel like, I don't know if this is true or not, it's almost like they don't think about that part.
They don't think about their parents?
They don't think about when I'm over here.
Uh-huh.
Who I am over here affects over here. You know, if there's two identities, so say my church life and my social media life.
So why not?
There's no challenge from one box to the other.
So,
or like maybe parents, because parents, you know, you don't want to disappoint your parents but from one different friend group to another, I don't think there's much thought going into what if this group finds out I'm this person and what if this group finds out I'm this person. I don't know. Maybe there is that sort of anxiety, but the anxiety I've sensed from the generation coming up has been more of whatever my public face is, it just needs to be the best thing I can give in this box. I'm not sure they're thinking too much about the other boxes.
So then that makes me wonder, have we failed?
Yeah, that's a good...
Because as human beings, there are different parts to us. There's the emotional,
mm-hmm.
there's the physical, there's the spiritual, there's the mental.
Yeah.
And those are all connected. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have one, something is missing within you, and they have to all bridge. So actually in my head, when I'm talking about this, it's a circle and they all go together. Yeah. It's a complete circle. So if something's missing,
mm-hmm.
then the circle isn't actually a circle. It's a little out of balance.
Yeah.
And then I'm wondering if that doesn't just translate to that generation then, to your generation or the younger generation. Yeah. What is that? What alphabet letters am I using for the
Zed.
Next one? Zed?
Yeah.
But you're not Zed.
No.
You're a millennial.
I'm a millennial.
And then the Zed is after that.
Yeah.
Or Z, depending on which country you're in. And then after that?
We don't know yet. Oh. We've run out of the alphabet.
Well, that's what I was thinking, so I wasn't quite sure where I was headed with the
alphabet.
Yeah,
I don't know where
letters.
My kids fit in yet, so.
I know, that's what I was wondering.
They don't have an identity yet. They're not shaping culture yet, are they?
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, no, but I think that's the one thing we can learn, like you were mentioning from Gen Z, is we do have different parts to ourselves that need to coexist and grow together and to become a whole being. I think that's what it's drawn attention for me as I'm beginning to teach about this to our youth in general is, okay, you separate all these identities, but our root identity needs to be Christ.
Right.
But sure, yeah, we do have these different parts to ourselves. We do have to be a different, not a different person, but we put on different hats, I guess is the phrase that we'd like to use.
Right.
And I think we can learn a bit from that as well. But we can also share our wisdom in that as well, that there's a connection between those identities, especially that root, that we need to be rooted in something, especially in my generation and the generation younger, who are both more more kind of transient and not really rooted, which we talked about previously, but they need to go together.
Thanks for listening to today's episode.
That's been Only We Matter with Jacqueline and Brandon. You can find us on iTunes, Instagram, Facebook,
Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music.
Yeah, we are all over the place. So we look forward to hearing from you. And go out and have a great day.